This podcast will motivate and inspire you to be better. With author and host, Anita Fontabone.
Hi, in today's podcast, I will be sharing the top 5 questions that I'm asked most about for advice. Hi, it's Anita from Anita Inspires. I've been in your shoes and I know how complex decision-making can be. So I'm answering the top 5 questions to help you make a better decision. Make sure you stick around to the end as I have a bonus surprise for you. Question 1 is, I want to leave New York City for another state. Should I risk it? I know how overwhelming it could be to move to another state, as I've gone through it a couple of times. My husband and I had discussed retiring to the state of Hawaii. Unfortunately, after doing some research, we discovered that our health insurance is not accepted in that state, which causes an issue as my husband is a cancer survivor. For those of you who know and have had a family member have cancer, you know the importance of having the checkups that you need yearly with your doctor for that. It's very important and it's very costly. So to have health insurance that's not accepted in that state becomes a burden for us. So we opted not to move to that state. I want you to imagine going online and you find a realtor and you find the home that you love. Now you do your due diligence in searching the realtor and the home and everything that goes along with it. Now say that you decide to purchase the home, you send the money to the realtor and you sign all the paperwork and everything, you pack up all your belongings and you move to this new state. But when you go to put the key in the door, it doesn't work. Because even though you think you did your due diligence, you have to remember hackers are out there impersonating realtors, impersonating even celebrities. So they'll get the information from them and duplicate that. And you think that this is a person that's legit, is authentic and everything. But then you come to find out you've been scammed. I want you to shift your mind from fear and take the risk, but you have to do your research and plan accordingly for that move. So this is my 3-step plan that I want you to do. First, you're going to create a 6 to 12 month plan prior to you moving, where you're going to research the areas that you want to move to. I wouldn't buy a house until you're there, because sometimes you might not like the area or the neighbor has an issue or the HOA has an issue. And once you're able to be there physically, you're able to make a better decision for that. But also have a nest egg, save your taxes for at least a year and put that towards the move, put that towards the emergency fund. Part of this plan is step 2. I want you to create a pro and con list. I want you to see what the cost of living will be, what the rent would be, what the insurance would be, and most importantly, the healthcare costs. Will you be transferring your job over or would you have to start over again? And it's very important if you have children to research the schools in your area where you're going to move to, especially if your child has a learning disability for a 504 plan or an IEP. This is very important because sometimes every state is different, and what one state provides, the other will not, and it's not comparable. So within this plan is step 3. I want you to prioritize what is essential and what's important for you. Most importantly is a place to live, so your rent, how much it's going to be, but also the transportation costs. How much will it cost you to go from point A to point B? Also, you have to see what the shopping area is around you. Is it going to be an hour away or is it going to be close by? Are you able to get to a hospital if you have an emergency? Again, with the school system, is it going to be far? Is it going to be close? Also, are there any parks available around the neighborhood where you're going to be moving to? All of these are essentials because you need to be able to also have distraction, entertainment, and things like that. Those are things that you have to realize. Are they more of a priority or are they less of a priority? And by creating this chart, you're able to visualize what is and what is not and what you can take out that's not important for you. Question 2 is, should I accept that enticing job offer with benefits and a higher salary? At one point or another, during your lifetime, you will be in this position. I know when I've encountered this, I usually tend to, 1, research the place where I'm going to go to. But how I do it is I compare. I do a pro and a con list between my old job and my new job. With the best decision, I want you to, one, create a chart where you put a pro and a con list. You're going to compare what the old job has and what the new job will offer you. I want you to, number two, research the company thoroughly. Find out if there's any concerns online that are like red flags that you want to pose those questions directly when it's your turn to ask questions. That way you get a better understanding for if the job has any growth potential or any other concerns that you should be aware of. It will give you a better understanding for what the core values of the company is and if you want to work there. Trust your intuition. You made it all the way up to the point where they're going to start asking you questions of, do you have any questions for us? Do not say I have none, as this shows a lack of interest in the position as well as a lack of confidence. If you can't think of a question or do not have any that pop up at the moment, I want you to ask this question instead. Let's fast forward a year from today. You've made a hire. Maybe it's me, maybe it's not, and a year has passed. What does a good hire look like for you? In other words, what has to happen during that first year for you to think, wow, this person was amazing. We're so happy with the decision to hire her or him. Use this question, and that question is posed so you can get feedback. They will tell you what the whole year will look like. That way you will know if you want to accept that position or not. Finding value with my podcast video, give it a thumbs up and leave me a comment below. But also subscribe to both my YouTube channel, Anita Inspires, and my podcast. Question number three is, my doctor is not listening to me. Should I get a new doctor? I know it can feel frustrating for the doctor's lack of compassion and understanding for what you're going through. I know through my own experience, I've had that happen and I ended up having to switch, but it took me a while before I found the right one. I needed someone that would take the time to listen to me, not rush me out to answer the next patient that's waiting on their list. It's important that you be seen. It's important to be heard. I was finally able to find a doctor that listened to me, actually cared, and took the time to answer all of my questions, even the stupid ones. Yeah, I know, you're probably laughing about that, but it's true. Sometimes we have questions that just pop up, and if they're able to answer it and not laugh it off or kind of like trying to get rid of you, you found a good doctor. I want you to seek out a new doctor that prioritizes listening to you, but also respects your concerns and your inputs towards your health. I want you to create a plan for you to, one, research doctors by going to your health insurance and getting a list from them. But not only that, ask your friends. They probably have a good doctor that they're seeing. Ask your family. They also have other doctors that you can also look into to see if it's someone that you want to take as your doctor. Second, I want you to make appointments with the new doctors that you are recommended, that you've researched through your health insurance or from your friends and family. Bonus, go to those places and see how the staff is. Are they courteous? Are you able to get an appointment right away? Or is there something like a red flag that's going to show up? You will get all of that while you're there waiting, and you can get to see what the interaction is with the other patients and with the doctor. I want you to, number three, trust your instincts and your intuition when you're finding that new doctor. Your doctor should align with your values and prioritize your well-being. But most importantly, they need to listen to you. Question four is, what are some signs to help identify if one is experiencing burnout? I know all too well the feeling of burnout, especially during the pandemic. While everything shut down, the kids in New York had their spring break taken away from them. So they were just going nonstop, only having the weekends off, but you couldn't go anywhere. It started to take a toll on my daughter. She started stressing and it wasn't fun anymore. And I noticed that my son was less motivated and he started getting quieter. And even with myself, I was just feeling overwhelmed. And I decided for all of us to have a mental health day. We all took off for Good Friday, and that was a way for us to de-stress and rejuvenate ourselves. Because during the pandemic, everything was closed. You couldn't really go anywhere. And living in the city, everybody's cooped up together. You have to acknowledge the feeling of burnout and address it. You have to prioritize your well-being. Burnout plan will consist of 1, recognizing what the symptoms are, a lack of motivation, a lack of care. You just give up. You feel overwhelmed. You don't care anymore. 2 is you have to prioritize self-care. That means using meditation, means hanging out with your friends, talking to people that will help and motivate you to feel better. 3, if your symptoms persist, consider seeing a mental health provider to aid you with your treatment. It's always important to have someone to talk to. Seek out that therapist, seek out that doctor that will help make your symptoms get better. 5 is, how do you distinguish between a genuine friendship and one that's an unhealthy obsession? While some forms of copying can be flattery, excessive jealousy, excessive control, and excessive copying can be of a concern. I want you to take the movies like The Cable Guy and Single White Female. Both of these are to the point of obsession over the main character in the movie. I want you to also look at the other show called You on Netflix. Joe's character is fixated. He becomes obsessed with one person and does everything to blur the lines of boundaries, causing a lot of harm. You need to be able to notice all of the signs that are there, that are visible for you, to know if that's a friendship that becomes obsessive. I want you to follow these 3 steps. The first one is, I want you to watch out for the signs of a person who tries to copy you excessively, who tries to isolate you, talk bad about other friends. Those are all key points to let you know that you need to be wary of them and set your boundaries. 2, I want you to trust your intuition and set boundaries so that person cannot come in and mess up with your mental health and your well-being. 3, we have a saying in Spanish, sacarle el pie, which means distance yourself from that person. The more distance that you have, the better you will be. But also, do not share your personal private information with that person. Earlier, I mentioned to stay to the end as I had a bonus for you. Do you need to make your decisions and it's so hard for you to make? Well, I have just the thing for you. I created an ebook that I'm giving away for free, how to make your decision-making process more efficient. And all you need to do is sign up for my email below in the description on AnitaInspires.com or AnitaFontaboa.com. And you'll get that straight into your email with 20 questions and sample charts for you to visually see how to.
The HB90 Bootcamp kicks off on March 17th. I've used it to get organized and you can too. Hurry, there's an early bird special. I'll leave the link below.
I want to leave you with this thought. I want you to remember to prioritize yourself with any options that you decide to take, if it's moving, if it's accepting a job, or any friendships. And another tip, always trust your intuition whenever you make any decisions.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Like and subscribe to never miss a show. Leave me a comment if this topic resonated with you. And share it with your friends and family. Anita Inspires is inspiring you to be better.